I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. St. Louis musician John Burkhart is part of a growing community of electronic musicians in St. Louis, and he's releasing his new tape called Intransitive. Yes, a tape, tomorrow night at Foam. St. Louis Public Radio's arts and culture reporter, Willis Ryder Arnold, spoke with Burkhart earlier this week and first asked how he started making music.
I've been making music my whole life, but this project, I bought a Moog analog synthesizer, something I'd been wanting for years, and yeah, that kind of started it all. Like, I was doing guitar loops before that, and once I got a Moog, then I was like, okay, I want to move beyond just building something up, you know, in a loop format. I was like, I guess I need a computer to do that, so then I got a computer, learned Ableton, and then moved into what I'm doing today, which is like all hardware-based electronic music. But yeah, I was living on a farm, commune, and I guess it was kind of like my retreat from the communal life to be making, you know, solo electronic music, because so much of it would be collective or, you know, which was great, but nighttime, go off into the little cabin and make music by myself.
And I think people might be kind of surprised. Your music is, it does sound very digital, but you are living in this rural area. Mm-hmm. How did that kind of work for you to draw inspiration?
I guess that's how my personality works, is I like opposites or whatever. I guess if I get a lot of one thing, then I'll want to balance it out with something else. So to me, there was lots of acoustic music happening around there. And back then I was like, using analog synthesizers, that was a way to retain that quality where there's dusty artifacts and stuff like that in with the music.
I think that what we should do is actually then go to one of your tracks. It's the third song on your album, and it's got a kind of ambient pop feel to it. That's a track off Hyliday's new tape called Lens Reshaping. I'm talking with St. Louis electronic music artist John Burkhart, who performs under the name Hyliday. So we were talking a little bit earlier, and you mentioned that that song is one of the most personal songs for you. Can you explain that a little bit?
I guess when I started writing that song, I was ending a relationship and leaving the farm I was living on, and I started instrumentally at that time and like worked it out over the course of like 6 months, and the final version with the lyrics, it's kind of just coming to terms with the end of that relationship.
And the actual songs that are on this album are pretty dense. Mm-hmm. How did you come to creating that kind of sound?
obsessive tinkering maybe, but I guess that's how my brain works, or I think people would describe me as an intense person possibly, and so I think that comes across in the music, that I try to not have it have too much going on. Like, there's music, like bands that I like that I can see when they go that direction where there's just like unnecessary sounds going on. I tried to avoid that, but say my song's structures are pretty simple. Like that one, it's almost all Moog synthesizer samples. And so I want it to be like this full orchestra of one instrument.
You've mentioned musical equipment like synthesizers and sequencers. Mm-hmm. What exactly are those?
Sure. Well, a synthesizer technically doesn't mean it's synthetic. It means it's a combination of electronical components using oscillators, filters, all sorts of things. But basically, what I find inspiring about them is that you can, once you know how to use them, you can create any sound you want.
And what's a sequencer?
Sequencer, it's a broad term, but in this context, basically it's like a composition tool which can also control other devices. Like I can tell it to play these notes and then it'll send that information into a synthesizer and it'll automatically play the synthesizer.
And when do you think that you kind of arrived at your sound or a sound that you could easily identify as yours?
Right. Well, yeah, I feel like I'm ever there exactly, or it's always changing, you know. I've noticed that each of my tracks, I kind of go for creating a little world with each one. Once I was living in St. Louis, playing shows, I feel like my music is informed by live performance a lot.
And it sounds like that transition took place as you were leaving the farm and then coming into St. Louis and starting to play here. Right. What was that transition like for you?
Well, it's a very different lifestyle, you know, farm commune versus urban individual American society. I was pretty off the grid, not meaning, you know, like electricity free, but definitely living outside American society, I would say, as much as possible. And so, yeah, that was an adjustment to renting, you know, like having to go places for socialization and all that stuff. It was a bit of a culture shock for sure. But as far as musically, it was really smooth. My roommate, Larva, she's an amazing musician, and she got me connected with people really quickly. So that felt really great moving here to really like focus on that has been really nice.
And do you feel like you're part of a community or a number of people making similar music here in the city?
Sure, yeah. Jeremy Knappel, I mean, everybody has a lot of good things to say about him. He does so much. He got me some of my first gigs. Ghost Ice is his music name. Joe Raglani, Larva Lou, Black James, 18 and Counting, Demon Lover. I play with like a part-time member or collaborator in their band.
Some people in St. Louis might not be very aware of exactly what that kind of music is. Could you describe it for our listeners?
Sure. Well, yeah, like all those are pretty different, but the thing they have in common, all of them, are hardware electronic acts. Like Ghost Ice is noise, Raglani is kind of like experimental electronic. 18 and Counting is rap or, you know, hip hop, but he has a really interesting performance where he's manipulating the tracks while he's rapping. Larva Lou is hard to describe, but she uses tapes, and it's pop songs over like very experimental abstract tracks. Black James, she's, you know, crazy dance music, all on the spectrum of electronic music, which to me, all those acts are pretty accessible, but we're still in the underground here in St. Louis for sure.
And so your songs, some of them lean a little bit closer to kind of a like dance pop edge. I think we should hear another one of those tracks. It's the fourth one off the album. It's called NTHE.
Thank you.
That's John Burkhart, who records and performs his electronic music under the name Hyliday. The name of that track is NTHE. So how did you put together that song?
That's the first song I wrote once I bought the hardware sequencer. So that one, that was all like recorded live into the sequencer. So just piecemeal, all those sounds you hear tapped live into that thing. And so the drums and everything come from that.
How did you then put together an album of this music?
Yeah, well, I just tried to scratch a lot of songs. I've been recording for a few years. I just tried to find a sequence of songs that made the most sense. So I cut out a few, which might not ever see the light of day, and just tried to find something that flowed well and felt like represented what I'm doing.
And how do you see that kind of project evolving over time?
I've been trying to find a balance of live improvisation and composition. There's an artist that I really admire is Jerome, and he's able to do extremely complex live techno, mostly improvised, and it's just like mind-blowing that he's able to do it. And I don't quite want to do that, but I want to kind of merge a set composition with the possibility of, veering off into different areas. And so that requires a lot of technical knowledge and gear and stuff like that. But yeah, I feel like I'm hitting my stride with that now, where we'll be able to loosen things up a bit.
So you have a tape release party on Saturday. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, it's happening at Foam. It's at the intersection of Cherokee and Jefferson Coffee and Beer Bar. I'm going to release the album on Saturday night. I'll be playing Rip Rap, Wax Fruit. That's another electronic band that I forgot to mention, and DJs. I think it's $5. And yeah, that's a venue that I've played at in the past. And Cherokee Street, you know, that's usually the place that you can most likely see me, just because that's the district that's the most open to, you know, do-it-yourself music in St. Louis, for sure. So Blank Space is another place that I'm actually going to be taking a break here for a while. So my next Hyliday show will be New Year's at Blank Space.
Let's listen to one more track. Tell me what we're going to listen to.
Unwound. This is the first song I came up with once I figured out how to program my Juno synthesizer. So it's nothing revolutionary as far as musical content, but just trying to create a really well executed disco pop song, basically.
And here it is.
That's St. Louis electronic musician John Burkhart talking with St. Louis Public Radio arts and culture reporter Willis Ryder Arnold. The release party for his new tape is tomorrow night at Foam. For more information, visit stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is sponsored in part by the Missouri Arts Council, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis. Please join us again next week. I'm Steve Potter. This is St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.